Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Sister Mary Ellen's preaching today is entitled, The Perfect Prayer.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In your prayer, do not rattle on like the pagans. They think they will win a hearing by the sheer multiplication of words. Do not imitate them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us the wrong we have done, as we forgive those who wrong us. Subject us not to the trial, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive the faults of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you." This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is there any Christian prayer that is more familiar to us than the Our Father, sometimes called the Lord's Prayer, the prayer of Jesus himself, personally given to his disciples? How many of us would love to sit at the feet of Jesus and ask him, "Lord, teach us to pray"? In fact, we are there. We are at the feet of Jesus, and he speaks to us in the same way. His prayer is universal, given to all humankind in every age and culture. So, what does it mean for us today? I suggest that there are four main points that Jesus is highlighting in this prayer: the family of God, the intimate bond between what we experience on earth and what we do and will experience of heaven, the promise of daily sustenance, and the mutuality of forgiveness. When we pray, we say, "Our Father," not "My Father." The difference is the key that opens the door of relationship among all people. To pray "Our Father" is to affirm that all humankind is family. All are brothers and sisters, those we know and love, and those we will never know and never have a chance to love. We are one in intimate union with our parent God, our Abba, who created us and sustains us in love. When we pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we are proclaiming that there is no separation between heaven and earth. God permeates the universe that God created, and all is one. As our sister Catherine of Siena loved to say, all the way to heaven is heaven, because Christ is the way. Here and now we see and hear and taste and touch the reality of God's creative power, God's compassionate presence, and God's constant care for us. When we pray for our daily bread, we're asking for that which sustains us. Here we speak of bread as a source of life and a symbol of all that nourishes us, not just food, but beauty and goodness and truth. We ask for the gift of life itself so that we may share it with others. We ask for the gift of trust in God's generosity, so that we never have to worry about what is necessary. This powerful prayer ends with a plea for forgiveness. As we have been forgiven, as we have been transformed by God's mercy. Our challenge to forgive others is as strong as our challenge to accept forgiveness from them, to know that we are all imperfect and in need of mercy, the mercy of God and the mercy of one another. Our longing as we pray the Lord's Prayer is to live what we ask for. We are God's children. We share a universe created and blessed by divinity. We are assured of all that we need and committed to mutual forgiveness. May this Lenten season lead us into a deeper appreciation of the meaning of this prayer.